Zimbabweans, like other people across the world, respect the dead and try as much as possible to ensure that when their loved ones die, they are given a decent burial. In a country grappling with dire economic problems, such decency is often put to the test, as burying the dead is relatively costly, especially in urban areas. For many years, the funeral services sector has been dominated by a few established companies with branches in most cities and towns. In Zimbabwe's second largest city, Bulawayo, a number of small funeral parlors have sprung up over the years, mostly in the Kelvin North Industrial Area, which is within the vicinity of high-density suburbs like Pelandaba, Magwegwe, Mpopoma, Nkulumane, Pumula, and Lobengula. One of the companies is Exodus Funeral Services. Founder and director Charles Chuwake says he started the company in 2007 after working as a driver for a big funeral company. Chuwake says he formed the company after realizing that funeral services offered by big companies were out of reach for most ordinary people. The company's client services manager, Winnie Ndlovu, says they are targeting low-income groups.
We're looking at people who are unemployed, those that are selling in the street. We're looking at people that are in the flea markets who are selling. We're looking at people who are selling even tomatoes. We're looking at people that are just doing things on their own to make life go on. Because with us, you can come straight to us and pay your premium. We allow people to form associations like burial societies. And then from there, they work together.
Ndlovu says Exodus Funeral Services allows funeral policy holders who pay an average of $15 per month to include children over the age of 21, unlike some big companies that have age restrictions on such dependents. There are some instances in which some small funeral companies reportedly fail to provide expected services to clients, mainly due to lack of the requisite capacity. But Chuwake says his company offers an array of services similar to those offered by bigger companies, adding that it has never encountered any problems in providing service to clients.
The services which we provide here, we are just doing the same as those big guns. We are in the same field, we are doing the same, but basically what we normally offer, we are manufacturing our own coffins, we do the coffins, we do the body washing, we've got the mortuary and everything, we've got the chapel where our services are being done. We've got the hearses which we normally use to the funerals, and we've got also the arrangement of providing them with a combi when you are going outside the town, like rural areas where we normally do the burials.
Another indigenous company operating in the highly competitive funeral services sector is Flair Funeral Services, which was established a few years ago by former foreign currency dealer and cross-border trader Swongile Dube. Dube says the company is breaking even, though competition is getting stiff every day. The expanding funeral services sector has also boosted the operations of informal coffin-making businesses in the city. 27-year-old Neva Wonye, a coffin maker at the Mashumba home industry in Nguboyenja high-density suburb, used to work at a private funeral parlor as a casual laborer. He says he makes about 20 ordinary coffins a month, being sold for $50, and a few caskets that fetch up to $400 each. Another coffin maker, Kelvin Tembo, who started making coffins 2 years ago, says he learned basic carpentry at high school and perfected his skills through learning from some of the experienced carpenters at Mashumba. Like his colleagues, Tembo, a father of two, sells the coffins directly to individual clients and funeral service companies.
A day you can make about 10 coffins, depend on how customers comes here. We can sell about, it depends on touters. There are touters here. So we can manage to talk to the touters there. We can manage to sell about 7 a day coffins. There are different types of coffins. There are dooms and budget. Those ones are cheap. Budget, they are cheap. Like this one here that I'm scraping here.
Despite this lucrative business, the Bulawayo City Council is not benefiting much from these operations, as it is getting little revenue from this sector, which includes the provision of graves to all bereaved families. Mayor Martin Moyo explains.
The figures I have here for last month, we had, say, 381 deaths. I'm not so sure of the price of a grave, but if it's, say, $50 per grave. So you are saying 381 times 50. So it's really not a lot of money when you talk of that stream. We are not selling graves in order to make money. We are selling graves in order to provide people with space for a decent burial.
Although death haunts many people, it appears as if coffin making and burial services are the only lucrative business in a city ravaged by Zimbabwe's harsh economic environment. Most big companies have shut down in the city, once considered the country's industrial hub. Reporting for Studio 7 from Bulawayo, this is Taurai Shava.